with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. It was a historic moment across North America as millions were able to see a total eclipse of the sun. Melody, who traveled from Oklahoma City to view the eclipse at Mesquite, Texas, says totality looked different than she expected.
This is very exciting. My husband went to the one that was in Kansas. Yeah. I didn't go, so I came with him this time, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. It's very different than what I had anticipated.
Cloud cover spoiled the view in New York State, but in Texas and elsewhere, the skies cleared with minutes to spare as the moon passed in front of the sun and blocked the sunlight for a few minutes. The rest of North America saw a partial eclipse, weather permitting. The price of gasoline is averaging $3.60 per gallon today. That's 20 cents higher than a month ago. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
If you're driving in California, it's an eye-popping $5.35 a gallon. What's going on? Well, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross blames tension in the Middle East and Ukraine's renewed attacks on Russia's oil infrastructure. They've spiked oil prices recently, he says, and demand is up, says the Energy Information Administration. The AAA points to that and the rising oil prices as the culprits, saying those two things together will likely move pump prices higher. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced a policy that all but bans transgender athletes from women's sports. The NAIA is the governing body for mostly small colleges covering about 83,000 athletes across the country. The NAIA's Council of Presidents approved the policy in a 20-0 vote. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the NASDAQ rose 5, the S&P 500 declined by 2. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is shrinking.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Nation, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt the idea last year. The video shows students how life begins and how an unborn baby develops. This is SRN News. Victims of Montana asbestos pollution take Warren Buffett's railroad to court.
Asbestos victim Paul Resch says he remembers playing baseball as a kid on a field constructed from asbestos-tainted vermiculite. It was shipped by rail from Libby, where he lives, for use across the U.S. as insulation.
Probably everybody got exposed to it in the greater area of that plant and what have you. Railroad tracks, everybody, whenever the wind would blow, it would make a little cloud of dust.
A trial is set to begin Monday in federal court after the estates of two asbestos victims sued BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Health officials say hundreds of people died and more than 3,000 sickened from asbestos exposure in the area. Attorneys for the railroad deny responsibility. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.